is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Elizabeth Peake, columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business, to comment on London and a debate between the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, a member of the cabinet, a prominent member of Boris Johnson's cabinet, and Andrew Bailey, the governor of the Bank of England. These are roughly equivalent to the Treasury Secretary, Mr. Sunak, and the Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Mr. Powell. However, the debate is over something that is here and in London, inflation. Is it here? Is it time to tighten? Mr. Sunak is of the opinion, yes. And in fact, tightening right now must be responsible because the future is at risk. In fact, he's used the word immoral when it comes to leaving rates low. Mr. Bailey, on the other hand, he is the Bank of England, so he's independent, although appointed by Mr. Sunak. Mr. Bailey is cautious. Liz, a very good evening to you. It is a joy to consider that Mother Country is struggling through a debate that we haven't resolved ourselves. In fact, I think they're a little ahead of us. The debate is over rates. Now, the Bank of England, I'm told by a young Economist magazine correspondent, Soumaya Keynes, I'm told that the opinion is the rates were too tight during the 2010s, and they do not wish to make that mistake again. They believed it inhibited their growth. They also have Brexit to worry about, I understand. But right now, this inflation debate, it is 3.4% in London. It's 5% here. And you have, for more than many months, been very, very keen on the fact that if you get behind in inflation, you can't catch up. Are we behind? Is England behind? Are they going to lead us into tightening rates? Good evening to you, Liz.
Good evening, John. Well, it is interesting to watch what's going on in the UK because the futures markets there are suggesting they might raise rates. The Bank of England might raise rates next week. I mean, we're not talking about a year from now or 2 years from now. We're talking about just around the corner. And the reason is inflation actually there is not as high as it is here. It's around, I think the last month was like 3.4, 3.5%, which though is twice their 2% target, just like we have a target, they do too. But they're forecasting a much bigger number next month, closer to 5%, for a couple of reasons. One is energy. Energy costs, petrol costs in the UK have gone through the roof. And also home heating and electricity and all those prices way, way up year over year. And also like here, wages are starting to go up. They put through a big wage hike for government employees and, that's a reflection of, you know, inflation. And by the way, that is something you and I have talked about now for at least 2 or 3 months, the beginning of a wage price spiral. Which is taking place certainly in the United States and appears also to be taking place in the UK. So I'd say bottom line, they are ahead of us. The latest signals from the Fed here are that yes, pretty much for sure, they're going to start to taper off their bond buying program. But that rate hikes are still at least a year away. But it's interesting, the language being used by, Jay Powell, the Fed chair, and being reported by the media certainly sounds more cautious, and particularly cautious about inflation. And I think the reason, is twofold. One, these supply chain problems are going nowhere. I mean, in fact, they've gotten worse, and many people have acknowledged that. That has led to hugely increased shipping costs, delays, all of which increase prices and costs to retailers, wholesalers, of course, and retailers, but those costs are being passed along to consumers, and so there's no end in sight of that cost push, if you will, to prices. And there's a recent survey of the NABE, the National Association of Business Economists, that confirms that. I think 58% talked about higher wages and also higher pricing for their firms. But so I think it's partly that supply chain problem, and related to that, there is no question that we're seeing a wage price spiral taking place here like that in the UK. I would argue it's more pronounced here because the Biden administration is encouraging workers not just to look at higher wages, but also to unionize. So I think there's a whole resurgence of labor momentum, and that is going to increase wages and increase prices and mean that price increases are going to be even more possibly generous going down the line. For example, today, McDonald's workers went out on strike. And they're not just talking about sexual harassment issues that they're striking over. They also want to unionize. And the Biden administration's right there with them, pushing them to do that. So I just think we have kind of a lot of tendrils here which lead to the same endpoint, which is more inflation. And I really think our Federal Reserve is behind the eight ball on this. I think the Treasury is behind the curve. They haven't even really, you know, they haven't yet caught up in terms of their estimates on where inflation is, and they surely haven't demonstrated any willingness to tackle it. I think part of the problem is Jay Powell is, as you know, up for reappointment, and he doesn't want to rock the boat, even if he might see something happening, you know, that could cause him some angst. The other thing, and let me just, I'm sorry to be so long-winded, but the other thing that's happening is that UK business is strong, just like the U.S. is, very strong. So that, too, is something that suggests that interest rates should be increased without doing the economy much damage.
The London Times reporting that a family car typical costs £15 more to fill up this year than it did a year ago. All right. Now, I can't translate pounds and P to dollars, and we're dealing about a liter of petrol beyond my math, Liz. However, I can say this. The other night, I spoke to a colleague of mine, Jeff Bliss, who was driving back from Vegas to Los Angeles. And at the border, there's a very large station called Eddie's World, where you can buy everything, including something that would cause you to have a heart attack immediately, something called a corn dog. But outside of the gas pump, for everybody, and this is a major thoroughfare, $6.38 a gallon, making everybody listening to us from coast to coast happier that they're not paying that yet. But Liz,
really,
is that inflation? Is that gouging? This is a very popular place, and the Californians are paying it. I understand they have high taxes in California. So does New York. So does Connecticut. Other states and New Jersey. But is this part of inflation that gas is reflecting that $85 a barrel oil, and it's not driving season?
Well, sure. I mean, oil prices are the highest, what, in 7 years, I guess. And gasoline prices across the nation, on average, are up about 55%, I think, today. It's a big hike. And look, this is something that impacts all Americans. California is off in its own world because they put in so many restrictions on energy and gasoline that their electricity costs, I think, are 80% higher than the national average right now. It's incredibly expensive. And all of that is trying to arrive at a green future. But the problem is it really does end up costing Americans so much more. I mean, with Joe Biden taking 13 members of his cabinet over to Glasgow and he himself showing up there eager to make a splash on the world stage by making commitments that are going to sound good and that will raise energy prices, electricity prices for all Americans, you have to worry that this is just the start of what green energy policies will mean for gasoline, electricity, home heating fuel, et cetera, et cetera. But right now, we're just at the mercy of OPEC. We're at the mercy of an administration that has done everything possible to dumb down U.S. energy production and has been successful. Oil output now is a couple million barrels a day, less than it was 2 years ago. The administration, rather than carting off to Glasgow, the usual Democrat pocketful of anti-energy measures, should be doing everything possible to increase domestic U.S. oil and gas production, maybe even selling gas oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, something I haven't heard anything about. They just seem completely impervious to the concerns of Americans. And the number one concern right now, absolutely, is inflation. And the administration is doing nothing about it. And indeed, they're compounding the problem, in my view, in so many ways, starting with wanting to spend another $2 trillion, which voters do connect all that big government spending with higher prices, because they know you're just flooding the, you have too much money chasing too few goods, and that's kind of the basic underlying problem. But also all the vaccine mandates that are driving tens of thousands of workers to the sidelines, all the things that Joe Biden has done have compounded this problem. And this is the number one problem for voters. You'd think he'd get a little bit energized about it.
We come to Mika Brzezinski of MSNBC show commenting, the grocery store right now, I mean, everything is up. This is different than ever, even a few months ago, featuring a photograph of the New York Times page. This year's Thanksgiving feast will wallop the wallet. Now, not everybody buys gas on their way to Vegas, but everybody enjoys Thanksgiving. So we're talking about an inflation story that the New York Times is reporting prominently with the most popular holiday in America, Thanksgiving. Liz, the puzzle here is not just that they're not listening. It might be too late, even if they listen to us.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's possible. But there are things that could be done. People have been really pushing Pete Buttigieg, who of course has been AWOL with family leave, and the government more generally to intervene in these supply chain problems and get active at, you know, bending the rules in California if need be to create pop-up warehouses or somehow allow more truck drivers from other states to work in California, whatever it takes to help. But today I read that the port manager in Long Beach or LA, I'm not sure which, has decided the way to do this is to put fines on the shipping companies that are staying in the ports too long. Now, John, I have to ask you, I mean, this is such a Joe Biden solution, right? Fine the companies that are at the mercy of COVID regulations, labor rules, California craziness, who can't get their goods unloaded. So the way you're going to fix that is by increasing their cost by fining them. Honestly, it makes your head explode. I don't know what they're thinking, what kind of magic these companies will invoke to speed up the process. I think they're all pretty eager to speed up the process. They're losing money every day that they have to sit in port waiting. So, you know, that is sort of a typical, in my view, bad government decision, which will only make matters worse and certainly won't make matters any better. To answer your question, is it too late? I don't think it's ever too late, but I think people need to get started and now on fixing some of these problems.
Liz Peek, she is the columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business, commenting on inflation. We're going to turn to the remedy that the Biden administration and the majority in Congress, especially in the Senate, are advancing for what is to be done in the recovery. And it has to do with taxes. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.